So we're talking about the lochas of hamotzi. We gave the criteria, the definitions of defining what's considered bread. So we mentioned yesterday that one of the definitions is it has to be something which is derech to be kaveil of suda. People would use this in the form of making it the mainstay of the meal. The logic being, lechem is the chashivas of lechem is given to something which becomes the primary element of the meal. That everything becomes secondary to it. Therefore, there's a loch of washing on it. There's a loch of saying hamotzi on it. That everything else becomes tofel to it, and you do not need to make a bracha on anything else. And you have to bench on it. So, what defines whether it's derech l'kvayel of suda or not? So one of this is the concept which you mentioned yesterday. It's called pasavu bekistin. It's pas, it's bread, but it's made in such a way that people usually do not use it to be the mainstay of the meal, and therefore you do not wash on it, you do not say hamotzi on it, everything else does not become tofel to it, and you do not bench on it. And that's why the logic is, if a person would then decide to make it the mainstay of the meal, it would go back to being pas with all the vlochas of pas. What makes something pasavu bekistin or as opposed to being hamotzi? So one definition is if there are other ingredients in the dough. So we add other things into the dough, you could taste those other things, that downgrades it from hamotzi to mazonos, unless you're making it the mainstay of your meal. How much do you have to add to have that definition? So this is the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you can taste the flavor of that which you've added, even though it's not a significant primary element of the dough, it's downgraded. According to the Ramah, however, the Ramah says that's not true. The Ramah says that even if you can taste it, it's only considered downgraded from hamotzi to mazonos if it becomes the primary significant flavor. So the difference between a yeast cake and a yeast and bread, they're both made out of a dough. You bake them. Is that a yeast cake? There's a very significant amount of oil, sugar, etc. To the point it tastes very different than bread. But let's say you add something, you can taste the flavor, but it's not significant. So let's say I make my dough with apple juice as opposed to with water. Apple juice does not have a very strong flavor, and the difference in the taste of a dough which is made with apple juice as opposed to a dough which is made with water, you can taste the difference, but not a significant change in flavor. So according to the Ramah, that still remains hamotzi. So this is the question of what's known as mazonos rolls. Mazonos rolls are made the same way as made with bread. The only difference is that they use a fruit juice as opposed to water to make the roll. Usually, commonly what's done, it's done with apple juice. So according to if you're a Svardi, so say, okay, as long as you can taste the difference between the two flavors, it's a mazonos, it's not a mozi, because it has a different flavor than regular bread. But according to the Ramah, that's not true, because the difference in flavor is not significant. So what's the argument to say that pasavu bekistin, that mazonos rolls would potentially not be a mozi? Is there's a marsham, and the marsham comes along and says another requirement, another condition for something to be hamotzi. So we said four conditions so far. He adds a fifth, and he says that it has to be made with water and not with fruit juice. If it's made with fruit juice, then the loch is the bracha is not hamotzi. That's his fifth condition. The marsham himself continues, and he says, but what defines whether something is water or fruit juice? Because the Mora says that you squeeze a fruit, that what comes out is maya ba'alma. It's talking about a case where you cooked it. You cooked the fruit and you made fruit juice out of it by cooking. And that's how you make the fruit juice. That's the fruit juice I'm talking about. But if you take fruit and you squeeze it, that water which comes out, that's maya ba'alma. That's called mayim still. And that would still give you the halach of hamotzi. So what's interesting is that some of the poskim argue that suggest the mazonos rolls are called mazonos because they use apple juice. But the apple juice they use is actually squeezed. Eventually it's pasteurized, but the way it's made the apple juice is by squeezing. And by squeezing it, that's how you make it. According to Marsham, that's called water still. So according to Marsham himself, the argument that they rely on is the Marsham. And according to Marsham himself, that actually would still be hamotzi. The minhag Yerushalayim is to rely on this argument and to say that if you make the fruit, you squeeze apple juice and you use that as instead of water, the result is going to be mezonos, not hamotzi, and that's why the bedatz will get you. Well, you can find under bedatz heksher something called mezonos rolls. Most American persons do not accept that psak because the Rashi himself would not agree to this scenario. Rashi Zalman is on record to say that there's another point. It really depends how it's used. If you use it as a snack, so then in a chanami, it would be a mezonos. But if the derech is to use this as in place of bread, then the bracha is hamotzi. So that sort of undermines the whole concept of a day of a mezonos roll, which is to make you have something which is bread-like, eat it like bread, but not have to wash. So by definition, that's no longer true. So relying on mezonos rolls is very, very difficult to say that there's such a heter. There's one more argument against this, which is a concept the Rav Moshe talks about, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Have a good morning.